were tied with Chicago for the worst hours of delay per peak commuter. The report, the TTI report, which is considered the report on congestion rankings. You know, there are many reports that come out and that say, you know, you've got bad traffic, whatever, but this is considered the report. We waste 70 hours a year stuck in traffic. It doesn't sound like that much when you think about 70 hours, but think about it this way. That's 2 weeks almost of paid vacation that you're sitting in your car waiting to get to work every year. And on top of that, you're not only wasting that time, you're wasting 57 gallons of gas. And when you combine it all together and you take a look at how much time you're wasting, how much gas you're wasting, the actual cost to every commuter in this area is over $1,500 a year. I'm sure that you could find something to do with $1,500.
I think I could.
I'm sure a lot of people could.
So how does – I mean, we know that they're working on the Dulles Rail project, but we've talked about the Mark Center going in and real concerns about traffic, that actually making traffic much worse. It doesn't feel like this is going to change in the near future.
Right, and one of the problems about this area, and if you take a look at the report, what the report says is that as the economy goes, so does congestion. Mm. Well, you know, our region is pretty recession-proof in some ways. We tend to do much better than the rest of the country when things are going bad. All you have to do is take a look at the recession. I'm not saying that jobs haven't been lost, but I am saying that things have been better here necessarily than other parts of the country. And when you have a job to go to, obviously you either drive or you take the train. Now, congestion continues to get worse. Now, true, we are looking at things like hot lanes that some people say will help. Others say, you know, it's just a toll lane for the rich.
And just talk about the hot lanes for a second, because I think a lot of people hear these things but don't always know exactly what they are. And these are between in Northern Virginia, essentially between the Wilson Bridge and Tysons, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
The hot lanes are called high occupancy toll lanes.
Right.
And basically, the way that they're going to work is you can enter the lanes if you have three or more people. You can enter them for free. If you only have one person in your car, you can pay to use the lanes. And the lanes are guaranteed to give you an average speed of about 45 miles an hour. So some people have a problem with this because they say, well, you're just paying your way to a better commute. Well, yeah, it's true. You are paying your way.
And you pay more if there are more people in it, then the price goes up.
The idea being that you will price people out of the lanes and traffic will keep moving. Where they're putting these in.
Some days, how expensive would that have to be?
There's no limit. That's the problem a lot of people have with it. The other thing that you should look at is that they are they're new lanes. They're going in on the Beltway between Springfield and just north of the Dulles Toll Road, and there's a plan to put them on 95, 395, although that's currently being held up by a lawsuit. Arlington has something to say about that, has said that it's actually fearful that those lanes will create more congestion on the local roads in Arlington. But the thing about the Beltway hot lanes that I personally like is that this is two new lanes that are being added to the Beltway, inside the Beltway, in each direction. And so it's not like you're losing any capacity that's there right now. You'll be able to use the lanes right now just as use them, although there's going to be two extra lanes. And if you've got a carpool of three or more people, you're guaranteed 45 miles an hour. It gives you an incentive to start a carpool, or if you have the money and you want to pay for it, you know, you've got daycare to get to, you've got a kid's soccer practice, basketball game. It gives you a predictable commute, which is something you can never have.
And we've seen things like the slugs over around the Pentagon that have these almost ecosystems that have created almost on their own.
Interesting thing about slugs, that is not backed or funded by any Department of Transportation. That was solely set up by commuters, and they're the ones that keep it going, and it's recognized throughout the country as one of the most incredible, well-run systems, and it's mainly it's completely set up by the commuters themselves.
And just grown completely from the grassroots.
Right, exactly. So that, you know, the traffic in this region as a whole picture, obviously anyone will tell you that it's tough. Now we have actual proof that we have the worst congestion in the country, tied with Chicago. We were ranked number two previously. The previous report, we wasted about 62 hours a year stuck in traffic. Now we're up to 70, tied with Chicago. L.A. has dropped to three.
Wow.
Yeah. But it also goes to tie in with how the economy is doing.
Right. And that's part of what – I mean, the alternative is to be in some place where the economy really stinks.
Correct.
Someplace in Ohio or someplace.
Right. Not necessarily good news for why there's congestion levels decreasing.